الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has given us solutions for every difficulty and problem. And Allah has given us a complete deen, which He has sanctioned, approved of. We follow it, we will be successful. We do not follow it, then the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon those who do not adhere to the Shariat of Islam. Previously we have discussed about the Ashab-e-Kahf, those youth who left the area and went away into the cave. And I explained to you that in any country, five important factors have to be protected. There has to be protection of iman. That means protection of deen. Then there has to be protection of life, value of life and protection of it. There has to be protection of intellect, rationality and reason. There has to be protection of property, goods and merchandise. There has to be protection of chastity, honor and dignity. Now in any country, whether it be Muslim or not non-Muslim, if these five areas are protected, then that country will function properly. And if any country, be it Muslim or non-Muslim, if these five areas are lacking in some way, then that country is not a country of peace and tranquility. In some countries you will find that perhaps there is so-called freedom of religion, but there is no protection of chastity and modesty, and there is no protection of dignity and honor. There is no protection of intellect. And in some countries you will find that there is protection of property, but no protection of religion, no protection of deen. So these five aspects which I am mentioning, a truly Islamic state, a truly Muslim government will see that each and every subject, be they Muslim or non-Muslim, they will see that their iman is protected, the religion is protected, their rationality and intellect is protected, their chastity is protected, their property is protected, their dignity is protected. And when all four or five areas are in trouble, are in jeopardy, then a Muslim must leave that area. When he is not allowed to preach and practice and propagate his deen, and when there is no protection for property and intellect, and there is no protection of iman and chastity, then he must decide to leave that area. Respected elders, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Kaf goes on to mention wherein Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was posed a question, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that person that I will reply tomorrow. Because they asked him about the sleepers in the cave, those Jews who left and went away into the cave. They asked him about that person who had conquered the lands, and they had asked him about the soul, the ruh. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, come tomorrow, I will answer. But did not say inshallah. Because he did not say inshallah, then wahi, divine protected revelation, ceased for 15 whole days, in which there was great difficulty. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not alimul ghaib. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who does not know the knowledge of the unseen. Only Allah knows the knowledge of the unseen. Total knowledge of the unseen, only Allah knows. Subsequently, ayats came down stating that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a lesson to us that we should say that inshallah things will happen by the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the story of two brothers. The story of two brothers. Now the mufassirin, the scholars of tafsir, they say these two brothers could be in the time of Bani Israel. Some say, no, they were two sons of a king. Others say that, no, they were two brothers in Makkatul Mukarramah. Whatever the case may be, that their dialogue, their discussion is recorded in Surah Kaf. One brother is wealthy and the other one is not wealthy. One brother is affluent, the other one is not affluent. One brother, he has got two orchards or two gardens, and these gardens are of vineyards, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, and he says that the vineyards were in the center, and around the vineyard there's boundary walls, there were date trees. And inside the vineyard, there was water gushing out in spring and fountains. So it's quite a beautiful scene that this affluent person has got, that laden vineyards, grapes ready for plucking and ripe, blossoming. And around them, beautiful date palms. And inside the garden, water coming out, irrigated, self-irrigated. But this brother who is wealthy, he says to his brother who is not wealthy that few concepts he has got in his mind. And that concepts, those concepts today unfortunately many amongst us have also. He says that he will not perish. Neither he will perish, nor will his vineyard perish. And he has got this vineyard because of his own effort and struggle and sacrifice. He's put that vineyard into place. And the worst thing, he was a mushrik. And his brother, who was a muwahid, believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one, is admonishing him and telling him, my brother, that do not be a mushrik. Do not commit shirk. And also know that it is Allah who is providing. And it is Allah who gives life and death. And it is Allah who can destroy your vineyard. He's explaining to his brother this, listen, Allah can destroy your vineyard. And Allah can destroy you too. And his brother is saying, no, this vineyard is here to stay. With me, I'm here also to stay. And at the same time, he's committing shirk. His brother explains to him that, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created us from sand. Because time and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ تِينَ, that we have created mankind from sand. Yeah, referring to two things, creation of Adam alayhi salam from sand, and also indirectly, that man, he eats the products of the sand. He eats products of the sand, and then he is able to have a relationship with his wife, who is also eating products of the sand, and then fertilization takes place, etc. Then there is, in the womb of the female, creation of the baby. But the original is coming from the sand. So this poor brother is explaining to his wealthy brother that, listen, we have come in this process, and Allah will take us back to him, and he will resurrect us again. Remember, the theme is still running the same. In the story of the people of the cave, that one of the difficulties those youth had, that the rulers of that time were saying that there is no akhirat. What is this idea that we are going to die and then we are going to get resurrected again? There is no such thing like that. And they were committing shirk, so they left that area. Yeah, now this poor brother is explaining to this man, his affluent brother, that don't commit shirk. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one in full control. And Allah can take away your vineyard. And Allah can take away you. Respected elders, we have got this difficulty. Many, unfortunately, Muslim feels that, you see, this is my business. This business here is mine. I worked on it. I sacrificed on it. I have made it. The wealth is mine. Leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the equation. And this is ungratefulness. Because Allah is in full control. And we know the history. Many places in the world, it repeatedly happens that today Muslims are rich, and when they do not conform to the Sharia, the next day they are poor. Time and again we see this happening, respected elders. Shirk, as far as shirk is concerned, respected elders, there are many types of shirk. I will mention them, and if time permits, I will go into them. We get shirk fil aqidah, shirk in belief. Shirk fil amal, shirk in action. Shirk fil ilm, shirk in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk fil zat, shirk in the zat of Allah. Shirk fil sifat, shirk in the quality of Allah. Shirk fil tasarruf, shirk in the distribution of Allah. Shirk fil ibadah, shirk in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I start defining them and explaining to you, so that we can abstain from all forms of shirk. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, mentioned that in the time of Bani Israel, there were three who had some diseases and ailments and sickness. One was a leper. He suffered from leprosy. And one was a bald person, obviously having no hair on his head. Thirdly, a blind person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel to test them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel to the one having leprosy to interview him, to talk to him, and to help him. The angel came in the shape of a man and discussed with the one having leprosy. Asked him, what is your difficulties, what is your problems, and what do you want? The person having leprosy said that, I would like to be cured. And because of this ailment and this disease and this sickness, people do not want to sit near me. People detest me. My body is giving out a smell, and I would like to be cured of all this. So the angel passed his hand over the leper, and he had fair complexion, good skin, cured of the ailments, and told him, "What do you want?" Then he went to the person who is bald, and he asked him, "What do you want?" So this person said, "I would like some hair on my head. People look at me, look at my baldness, and they laugh at me. They do not like to be with me." He said, "I love cows." So he gave him a cow and proceeded. Thirdly, he went to the blind person. He asked him, "What do you require?" "So I will require my eyesight. I would like to see. I'm hearing, I'm listening, but I'd like to see things and appreciate them via my eyesight." So the angel put his hand over the eyesight, over his eyes, and he regained his eyesight. He asked him, "What do you require?" "So I love goats." Gave him some goats and told him, "Make dua for them." All of them. So the one now, the one suffering from leprosy, his camel, they began to reproduce, quantity increased. Similarly with the one with the cows and the one with the goats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us, and He has given us special qualities. Some of us He has made fair. This is the natural creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when anybody wants to interfere with the natural creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, respected elders, he spends millions of rand on this, millions of dollars on this, and it is very strange that in our age, looking at the whole world now, that a person who is dark-skinned, he wants to become light-skinned. And the person who is light-skinned, he wants to use medicine and become dark-skinned. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a color, we should be happy with that color. Because the color of the man does not give any proximity to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at the color of the man and then give proximity. The color of the iman, the strength of the iman, the taqwa of the person, the righteousness of the person, the piety of the person, respected elders, brings him near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, you'll see throughout the entire world that the person who has got straight hair, he wants to make the straight hair wavy and curly. And the person who got curly hair, he wants to make it straight. And he spends millions of dollars on this, respected elders. Whereas, why this is happening? A person is not too happy with what Allah has given. If a person has got straight hair, he's happy with it. And a person got straight hair and he's dark in complexion, and he's happy with it. But he's a pious one. Allah is looking at piety. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who is a respected elder, that he was dark in complexion. But when he walked on the surface of the earth, his footsteps were sounded in Jannah. But his color, respected elders, was not fair, was not pink, or was not getting red. And respected elders, I say this clearly, that if Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who supposedly has to come on the surface of the earth for 10 days, even for a day, he'll solve all our economical problems. Why? Because he was the finance minister of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But respected elders, he was happy with the color that Allah gave him, but his footsteps were sounded in Jannah. So the angel went back to these three people after some time. And now the angel appeared in the form of a poor person and told him, "See, I am waylaid, I am a wayfarer, I am a traveler, I am a destitute, I am a poor person." Now he's speaking to the one who got cured from leprosy and said, "Can you help me? Can you give me some of your wealth so that I can reach my destination?" So that person said, "This wealth here belongs to me. This wealth belongs to me, and it came from my forefathers. Why I must give you any wealth? Why must I give you any wealth? This is mine." Exactly what that person in Surah Kahf is saying, the rich person, he's saying, this is my wealth. I made effort on it. And we today, what we say, this is my factory, this is my shop, this is my mansion, this is my luxury. Islam must have no entrance into it. So the angel tells him, don't you remember me? I remember you. Because you were not, were you not that person who had leprosy? He said, no such thing, I had no disease. I am okay from the time. So the angel told him that if you are lying, you will go back to your original position. If you are lying, you will go back to your original position. And he left him. Now he went to the bald person. Now the bald person got good hair. He had two respected elders, that when hair starts falling off the head, then the person puts medication after medication. It's a strange disease this. And any formula you tell the person to put on his head, he'll put on his head. So he told the bald person, I am a wayfarer, I got no money, I require some money to go to my destiny. Can you not help me? So why must I help you? So, but you are a wealthy person. He said, no, no, this wealth is for my forefathers. I got this wealth. This wealth, you don't share for you in this wealth. So this person says that, were you not a bald person before? No such thing, I was not bald. Nothing like that. This is all mine. He says that, if you are lying, you will go back to your original position. Left him. Went to the person I was blind, whom he had given the goats also to. Went and told that blind person that, see, I am destitute. I require some wealth to reach my destiny. Can you help? The blind person said that, all the goats are here. How many you want, you take and go. Any amount you want. So this angel tells him that, I don't want anything. I just came to test you. Because were you not the blind person? He said, yes, I was the blind person. But Allah cured me. And when Allah cured me and blessed me with this wealth, then I'm here to help. The respected elders, we also, one of the greatest difficulties we got, we are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us so much. Allah has blessed us with iman, blessed us with Islam, blessed us with eyesight, blessed us with movement ability, blessed us with wealth, blessed us with security and peace, blessed us with tons of ni'mats, but still, respected elders, we are ungrateful. I address myself first before addressing you, respected elders. And the day we realize that I am the servant of Allah, I must become grateful to Allah, I must appreciate Allah, we will become better Muslims. Respected elders, so that poor brother is telling the rich one, listen, you should appreciate Allah. Don't commit shirk. Be grateful. This person says, no, tomorrow I will go in my garden and I'll pluck the fruits. In the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order and command came and destroyed that entire orchard and destroyed those entire two gardens. Blazing fire burnt it down, right down to the ground. And when the person, that wealthy one, came there in the morning to see no garden, to see no orchard, to see no graves, to see no vineyard, to see no palm trees, to see ashes, to see just but sand, to see nothing, then the person looks at the garden and he begins to wring his hands and begin to put his hand in hand and move it around. What has happened? Nothing, it's all gone. And now he's got shock, he's got a shock of his life that yesterday everything was there, rosy, blossoming, green, ready for plucking. And here, overnight, Allah just takes it out, one shot. So this person is left in astonishment. Allah is teaching us, respected elders, do not commit shirk. Be grateful to Allah. Appreciate Allah. Worship Allah. Make ibadat of Allah. Do not ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, when I come back, next month I think, then I will discuss shirk in detail for you. All those types of shirk that I mentioned. First I'll define for you shirk. Then I will explain to you the various types of shirk and also how we should abstain from shirk, because that is the worst sin committed by anybody. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam told his sons that remember, shirk is the greatest form of oppression. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to worship Him, make His ibadat, and to appreciate the ni'mat that He has given us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.